This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison. Every week we get the privilege of catching up with who I believe is the best player in the National Football League and Patrick Mahomes. We recorded this a couple of days ago, but the Royals had a couple of day games. We were unable to play it. We decided to hold off until a Red Friday. Now, I have taken up my own mission, my own crusade. I still want to know what Patrick Mahomes got for his birthday. I don't care his birthday was a couple of weeks ago. He still hasn't told us. Every week I will start our interview with trying to figure out what Patrick Mahomes got for his birthday. Here's our update.
I will let you know when I ask Brittany if I'm allowed to let you know next week, hopefully.
Okay, all right. You know what? I'm going to stay on this. This is my mission to find this out. I don't know if it's a bone to pick with you or not, but Travis is supposed to be your boy. And the first thing I see when I get on the internet today is Travis is wearing your school's mascot head. You're not supposed to do your boy like that.
Yeah, no, it was just a nice, friendly type of bet on our old alma maters, and we agreed on the mascot heads, and luckily my team won, and we were able to see Travis with that beautiful red mustache on his podcast.
So hold on, when were you supposed to wear the mascot head? You're telling me that you were going to do today's press conference, the Cincinnati Bearcat head today?
Yeah, that was the plan. I was going to do the press conference with the Bearcat head on, so that would have been awesome. I think it would have been funny, but luckily I didn't have to do that.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. A lot of things to get into today. We are still waiting to hear the results of Rashee Rice. Just take us through that play in which he got injured.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I rolled out and thought I had Travis, overthrew Travis and threw the interception, and then I guess after the game, just trying to make a play, and Rashee made a great play, stripping the ball away. But I went into his legs, and all we can do now is just hope and see how the testing goes, and hopefully it's not as bad as it looked on the field. But like I said, if I don't throw the interception, we're not in this situation, so I have to be better on my part.
You guys have had a lot of challenges to overcome over the course of this incredible run. This feels like it's one of the biggest. I mean, just dating back to when you guys first get to St. Joe, you have a different left tackle. Your first and second running back are injured right now. Your number one and number two wide receiver. The injury bug has really bit you guys these last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. I mean, that's part of football. I mean, we've been really lucky these last few years. I've been quarterback to stay pretty much healthy in a sense. But it happens in football. I mean, obviously, we're hoping that for the best on all those guys, and we're able to get them back quickly. But until then, we have to continue to play and continue to work to get better, and I have to play better in order for us to keep winning.
How does this change things for you? You know, you guys have a different room, but it's a familiar room, if that makes sense. You know, you've played with Justin Watson for a while. McColl's been around. You've played with Juju before, Sky Moore. So there's a lot of familiar names. How do these injuries sort of change you guys' offense?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just gonna be more of a group effort. I mean, it's hard to replace for these next few weeks, at least what Rashee does. I mean, the way he's able to catch the ball and do everything from every aspect of the football field is special, and that's why he's such a great football player. And so we're going to have a lot of guys step in his role and try to do their best to make up that production. I mean, that's what it's like in the NFL. You have to continue to step up and make plays. And like I said, I think if I play better just in general, it's going to help everybody out.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Last question about that, and I do want to get your thoughts on Kareem Hunt. Football is such a next man up mentality. How do you think this team is going to respond to that and rally around that these next couple of weeks while you try to get some key pieces back?
Yeah, I think guys are ready. I mean, I think the thing that we've realized over this run is that guys will step up whenever their number's called, and that's what great football teams have to have. And we have a lot of guys like that. A lot of guys, like you said, have been around that have played a lot of great football and won Super Bowls, and so they're ready for the challenge. It's not always going to be pretty. It's not always going to be perfect, but we're excited for the opportunity to go out there and get to play against another great football team on Monday night.
I'm interested to get your thoughts on how Kareem Hunt played for a guy that wasn't in the NFL 2 weeks ago. I thought he looked really good. I thought he looked really fresh. I thought he looks like a guy that can really help this team over the next few weeks or so.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, a guy that was excited to get back out there, played extremely hard, ran the ball extremely hard, caught the football well, and just was ready for his moment. I mean, that's what it takes in this league is being ready when your number gets called, and he did that. I mean, he ran the ball really well. He did a great job with everything that we wanted him to do, and I think as we continue to go, he'll continue to get more and more comfortable within the offense.
I've been wanting to ask you this question, waiting to ask you this. You just completed your 100th regular season start. What is the biggest difference that you've noticed in yourself as a player from that first start against the Broncos to the start that you just had last week?
I think it's just being able to handle adversity, being able to be calm in the moment. I mean, I think I've always been able to do that to a sense, but when you get all that experience, I think you learn how to just manage your emotions and be ready for the next play. And so that's something that I continue to work on and continue to get better at. And the more you learn, the more you have to figure out what's best for you in order to go out there and succeed.
I guess we've never just had this conversation before, just never came up before. I mean, there were two of those moments when I realized that you had a chance to be a really good starter in the league. It was the throw to Chris Conley, your first start at Arrowhead. It's still one of the best throws that I think you've made. And then the next week, it was that Monday night game against the Broncos. You know, you guys were struggling heading into the fourth quarter, and you make that left-handed throw with Von Miller chasing you. Do you have kind of that moment where it sort of clicked for you, like, hey, I can really have a lot of success in this league?
I think for me it was the second week, the week before the throw to Chris. I think it was when we played the Steelers. I mean, the Steelers were a great football team and still are, and well-coached, play extremely hard, and we played there in Pittsburgh, and we were able to really get things going and beat a really good football team, and that kind of gave me the confidence going throughout that year that I was going to be able to do this. And so I think that, as well as that last start I had in Denver, that first start I had at the end of that first season, I think it just showed me that the hard work I was doing was paying off.
We're talking to Patrick Mahomes here for a couple of more minutes. Tyrann Mathieu is going to be back in Kansas City, a guy you have a lot of familiarity with, the guy that had a great career in Kansas City. What is it going to be like to see him return to KC?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be cool, first off, because I think the Chiefs Kingdom has a ton of respect for Tyrann, and I think that he'll have a warm welcome for all the great things that he did, not only on the football field, but in the community. I mean, he truly was a leader in the community, and I'm excited for him to get the warm welcome that he deserves. But there's a lot of football players on that team that were here in Kansas City, Willie Gay, Colin Saunders, and I'm excited to see those guys, but I know how good those football players are, so it'll be a great test for us. I mean, they have a really good defense. They play extremely physical and extremely fast, and they're very smart. And so it's going to be a great challenge for us as an offense. We have to continue to get better and better in order to find a way to get a win.
Speaking of defense, I want to ask you a question about your defense. I don't know if you've seen the stat, but out of the four starting running backs that this defense has gone up against, they are holding running backs to 2.6 yards per carry. We're talking about Derrick Henry, who's going to be in the Hall of Fame, J.K. Dobbins, who was off to a great start this year, Bijan Robinson, I think is a top five back in the league. This defense over the last, I would say, 18 months or so has really emerged as maybe the best defense in the league.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could see it beginning of last year, and people didn't really come around until the playoffs, and then they've kind of built off that. And they do a great job. I mean, it's really deep. They got a lot of guys that play extremely hard, and then you have superstars that make plays in big moments. And I think it's really cool that it comes from everywhere, man. It's not just one unit. It's not just one player. I mean, obviously Chris helps and Trent helps, but everybody makes plays on the entire defense. And so I think they're finally getting the recognition they deserve, and they're the reason we're winning these games. And as the offense finds its way and we continue to get better and I hopefully start playing a little bit better, I think it's going to help to have this great defense and all the experience they have.
I remember you said last year that the games at 325 were your favorite games, and I'm with you. I just love watching Red Zone. It then leads right into you guys at 325. But I'm guessing that the adrenaline running out of the tunnel for a Sunday night and Monday night have to be a little bit different than those Sunday 325 games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, just being a night game, especially at Arrowhead, and running out of that tunnel and hearing the crowd erupt, and it's special. I mean, you feel the energy. It's a different feel, and it gets your juices going. So, I mean, it's going to be a great environment. Monday Night Football, Arrowhead Stadium against another great football team, and I'm excited to get out there and play.
Last thing here, Patrick, I haven't got a chance to watch it yet. I plan on doing it this week, but you were involved in the Evolution of the Black Quarterback series on Amazon. How did that come together? How proud are you to be associated and a part of that project?
Yeah, I'm extremely proud. I mean, Mike Vick was going around interviewing guys, and I believe he interviewed me and Coach Reed, and I have a great relationship with him from my time spent with him here at St. Joe, actually, and just a really good dude, and he had this great idea on how he was going to show the evolution of the black quarterback and how it's made an impact in this league for a long time before people even knew. And I'm just excited to be a part of it, and all the great quarterbacks that came before me that laid the platform to me to be in this position today. And so I actually haven't got to see the full documentary yet, which is with the football season, but I'm going to watch it as well, and I'm excited to see the final product.
I was just going to ask you, how proud are you to carry that torch? You know, you grew up in that time where you remember Michael Vick had the tennis shoes and the Nike commercial and Randall Cunningham. It has been such a long line, and right now you have that torch. You strike me as someone that understands your responsibility and the role of what you have.
Yeah, 100%. I think it came from when my dad played baseball and LaTroy Hawkins, my godfather, and how much pride they had of being a pitcher and being able to pitch like the guys like Satchel Paige and guys that they looked up to, and my dad would mimic him when he played the position. And so I think that gave me the pride of being able to be a black quarterback and being able to go out there and show that we can do it in a multitude of ways. And I think you see that throughout the NFL, and is that you can play the quarterback position in any way possible and succeed, and guys are doing that today.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today ahead of Monday Night Football against the New Orleans Saints. Patrick, man, it's always great catching up with you. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Go Royals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.